read verses 13 and 14 again with me in Psalm 27. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I sent this text to most of you, and the title is found in the text, Waiting for Good to Come Out of Trouble, or Trusting in the Lord in a Time of Trouble. I send the text ahead of time, the title, to whet your appetite for these messages and for you to read them ahead of time and prepare for them. I knew tonight's text would excite many of you, and so it has. You responded and others responded that listened over Mixler. And a thought occurred to me, I got such a good response, people will, they'll be waiting for a blessing. They're going to expect a blessing out of this. And I thought, have I put myself on the spot? No, because it's not up to me. God's Word will be a blessing if you're waiting and looking for a blessing. I thought, am I getting people's expectations too high, their hopes too high? No. Exactly what I want to do is get our hopes just as high as I can get them. As high as the heaven. The hope in God. Hope in God. I want us to get our hopes up. I want us to hope up. Not be cast down. I know, you know, false religion, their health and wealth gospel, you know, they talk about expecting a miracle and a blessing and all of that. But our hope, and what I want you to do, is hope in His Word, hope in His promises, hope in His Son, hope in His mercy. And even see that even the tough times, the troubles, all come from Him and their mercy. That's what I want us to hope in, His mercy, and I want us to wait. This whole psalm is to encourage God's people. To encourage God's people to believe and trust in the Lord. So many psalms. David spoke of trusting the Lord nearly 70 times in the psalms. I began reading in the beginning of the psalm and just read all the way through to this psalm and further. And nearly every other psalm is just full of the word trust. Trust in the Lord. Oh Lord, oh my God, I trust in Thee. That none that trust in Thee be ashamed. I trust in the Lord. The whole psalm is to encourage God's people to believe Him, to trust His wisdom, to trust His goodness. He's too wise to err. He does all things well. He's too good to do wrong. He's too loving, too kind to do more than we're able to bear. He said so. This whole psalm is to encourage us to hope and wait on the Lord, no matter how bad the troubles may seem. Just wait. Okay? This is what He tells us. He has to keep telling us that, doesn't it? Because we worry. We fear. We're afraid. We don't know what the future is. But He does. He's ordered it. Ordered all things concerning it. Predestined all things concerning us and everyone and everything about it. And He said it's good. Wait, you'll see. David said, this is what David seems to be saying. If I didn't believe that some good was going to come out of this, I'd just die. I'd just faint. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and I'm going to see. You remember James spoke of Job. He said, you remember the patience of Job? Do you remember what all Job went through? He said, do you remember the end of that man? Do you remember Job's end? Go back and read it. joy far exceeded the sorrow that he experienced in the beginning. Did anything good come out of all this? Wait and see. Okay? How do we know that? How do we know it's all good? How do we know it's all going to be good for his people? How do we know? Because God is good. That's why. Because God is good. This is a psalm for those who are afraid. David, so what times I'm afraid, I'll trust in that. I'll call on the Lord. This is a psalm for those in trouble. This is a psalm for those with troubles, fears, doubts, worries. This is a psalm for those who are waiting for some kind of news, be it good news or bad news. This is a psalm for those who are weak. Anybody? This is a psalm for those who are worried. Anybody? This is a psalm for those who are afraid, those who faint, those who say, I don't think I can make it through this. This is a psalm. This is a psalm of David. You've read something of David's life. David is called a man after God's own heart. God loved David. Oh, how he loved David, didn't he? David loved the Lord. And the Lord sent David trial after trial to him because he loved him. He put him through all kinds of trouble. David had troubles of heart. Read the psalm. He said, the troubles of my heart are greatly enlarged. I got heart trouble. Troubles of mind. Troubles of body. He was wounded, almost died one time from his wound. They thought he was dead from a battle. He had troubles of soul. My soul was exceedingly sorrowful. Troubles within himself. Troubles with himself. My sin is ever before me. Troubles with others. He had troubles at home. He had troubles in the world. He had troubles with his enemies. He had troubles with his friends. He had troubles at home with his wife. He had a wife that did not... His first wife, Michael, Saul's daughter, that was his first love. He loved her dearly. And she gave him nothing but trouble. She didn't love the Lord. He had troubles with his children. He lost three sons. Do you know that? David lost three sons. One of them abused his daughter. He had troubles that he caused. Troubles he caused others. And troubles others caused him. Troubles with temptation. Troubles with lust. Troubles with sin. Doubts, fears, worries, sorrow, grief, sadness, physical trouble, emotional troubles, heart troubles. Because God said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. But, like Psalm 107 said, four times. Psalm 107 brings up the children of Israel, how they went through all those troubles for 40 years. Wandering through the wilderness. All kind of trouble. Troubles that they made. Troubles their enemies gave them. Troubles the Lord sent just to try them. And it says the Lord delivered them out of them all. It said every time they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, it said. And he delivered them out of all of them. Then it says they were happy. Every time. And listen to this. First Corinthians 10, you know this, you know it well. Need to commit it to memory. There is no temptation, no trial taking you, but such is common to man. Peter said, know this, for your comfort, know this, that the same afflictions, whatever you're going through right now, you've got a brother, you got a sister somewhere that's going through the same thing. The exact same thing. We've got a, well, There's too many to name. But there's no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted or tried above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. This is the way. What we're doing right now, this is the way to escape. We want to hear the word of the Lord. This is the refuge, the gospel. Our Lord is a city of refuge himself. He's a refuge for the troubled. He's our source of peace. His word upon which we hope, his mercy, his goodness. You've come to the right place tonight if you've got some trouble. Okay? All right, David's psalm is our psalm. This psalm, sister walked in and said, I would have crawled here to get here when I heard you preaching from Psalm 27. This is our psalm. This is David's psalm. All who go through troubles, God's people. Five things, five ways to break this up. This is our confidence, our desire, our joy, our song, our prayer, and our hope or expectation. All right, look at this, our confidence, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, my enemies, my foes, came upon me, and they're many, they're everywhere. And you could look at this as Satan himself, demons, our own evil nature, old man within, without, enemies, wicked, everywhere, my foes that came upon me, eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Why is that? It's because the Lord did that. Though an host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. What, David? What are you confident? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. That's what we need. That's who we need to be confident in. The word trust is not in this psalm, but the whole theme is there. Confidence is the same thing, okay? The one that you have confidence in. Trust means to believe in, to have faith in, to depend upon. Trust is something or someone you flee to for refuge, for safety, for protection. Someone you have hope in, something. The Lord is our confidence. We have confidence in Him. We trust in Him. I remember reading as a very young believer Psalm 9, and this really stuck with me. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. See, God, His very name should promote trust in us. His very name. In Exodus 34, the Lord said, I will proclaim my name to you. When Moses said, the Lord said he was going to send them all through the wilderness through many trials and enemies. And Moses said, if you don't go with us, don't take us. He said, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. I'm going to proclaim the name. Here's His goodness, all right? His name is the Lord. That means He doesn't change. Jehovah, that means He's the same yesterday, today. If I am the Lord, I change not. He won't change His mind, He doesn't change His promises. When He tells you something, you can depend upon it. On Him, He doesn't change His mind. And the Lord God, the Lord God omnipotent, all powerful, sovereign, reigneth and ruleth. No one or nothing as it is outside of God's absolute control. He orders everything and everyone. The Lord God, the Lord God, merciful. He said, that's His name. He said, that's my name. You need mercy? God said, that's my name. Can you trust Him for mercy? Can you hope in His mercy? That's His name. The Lord God, merciful, gracious. That's His name. You need grace? all grace. The grace of wisdom, the grace of faith, the grace of patience, huh? The grace of understanding, the grace of whatever. He leaked grace, he giveth more grace. That's his name. You can't exhaust his grace. His mercy is new every morning. He said the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long suffering. That's his name. Oh, he's done with me now. Surely he'll cast me. No. He's long suffering. That's his name. The Lord God, merciful, gracious, long suffering, abundant in goodness. Why is everything going to be good? Because God is good. That's his name. That's his name. In goodness and truth. He's telling us the truth. He's telling us the truth. We can trust him. Keeping mercy for thousands. He said, that's his name. He keeps mercy for thousands. Oh, listen to this. I had so many songs I wanted to read with you, but I'll turn for sake of time. But Psalm 86, listen to this. You've taken away all your wrath. Well, that's a good one. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy upon all them that call upon me. He went on to say, O Lord, thou art God full of compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Another time David said, a God ready to pardon. Nehemiah, he's the one to pray. Ready to pardon. Waiting to be gracious, Isaiah read. For all who call on the Lord, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved from anything you need saving from. Trust in the Lord. No one has ever trusted the Lord and been disappointed. Don't put your trust in men. You'll be disappointed. But no one has ever trusted the Lord and been disappointed. No one's ever trusted the Lord and been turned away. No one's ever called on the Lord for mercy, for grace, for help, for salvation, and he's turned them away. Not one. No one's ever trusted the Lord and held on to his promises to the end, steadfast to the end, and he cast them out. Not one. How many souls have been on this planet? Not one. Not one of them. I love that Psalm said, not one of them that trusteth in him shall be ashamed. Not one. Trust him. No matter who it is, no matter who you are, no matter what it is, in this will we be confident. He says, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Look, I do want you to turn to the little book of Micah. I'll give you time to follow, to find it. Micah chapter 7. I want you to see this. This is wonderful. You might want to read the whole chapter, the whole book. The Lord is our light, David said. My light, whom shall I fear? You know, little children, our granddaughters are growing up, but they still want a nightlight in their bedroom. You know, little children. And why? That are afraid of the dark. And they think if it's just a little light, if I can just see a little light, I won't be so afraid. If I just have a little light in the darkness, I won't be afraid. You see the picture? The Lord is our light. His word is a lamp under our feet, a light under our path. He lightens our darkness. That's what you pray tonight. He is our light. Our light. We shouldn't be afraid. The darkness and the light are alike to him, to the Lord. Evil seems to lurk more at nighttime, doesn't it? People do their evil at nighttime. That's why people are so afraid of the dark. Well, you can't see what's out there, but the Lord does. And there's nothing happening that he doesn't ordain or allow. Look at Micah chapter 7. And he was grieving over all the things that were happening in the earth. Verse 2, the good man is perished out of the earth. There's none upright among men. They lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother. Verse 3, they do evil with both hands. Best of them, verse 4, is like a briar. Oh my. Verse 5, don't trust in your friend. Put no confidence in him. And on it goes. Man's enemies are those of his own household. But verse 7, Micah said, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Or what times I'm afraid, David said, I'll trust in the Lord. What did he do when he got afraid? He woke up in the middle of the night. I bet he got the word out and started reading, started calling on the Lord. Lord, lighten my darkness, enlighten my fear, show me that thou art God over all. Our salvation, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 84 says he's a sun and a shield. He's our sun, he's our light, he's our salvation. Listen to Psalm 121. You know this, don't you? He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is on thy he's on thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth forevermore. The Lord is our light, our salvation. Look at this. That's our confidence. Our confidence is in Him. Look at verse 4. Here's our desire. Here's every believer's desire. It's toward the Lord. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in His temple. David, we just looked at this, didn't we? David is hoping, and he wants, the desire, his great desire is to someday be with the Lord forever. Be with the Lord. And while he's on this earth, his desire is to be in the house of the Lord. It was his comfort. It was his peace. It's where the Lord had promised to be. So that's where he wanted to be. He wanted to be with the Lord, with his people, worshiping the Lord, where he got peace and comfort in all his trouble. Is that your desire? Are those your desire? Delight thyself in the Lord, the Psalm says, Psalm 37, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Okay, if it's the Lord you want, the Lord you'll get. Yes, you will. If it's Him you want, it's Him you get. And He'll never depart from it. Never. Oh, when He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, He's talking about Himself. Those that David said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. When shall I come and appear before the Lord? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Desire, delight in him. Delight thyself in him. And he'll give you the desires of your heart. Is your desire and delight to be in God's house with God's people? Do you not find rest and peace and joy and safety and health and hope and healing, balm of Gilead? Do you not? Do you not hear some good news in time of trouble? Verse 5 says, the Lord with his people is in a time of trouble and shall hide me in his pavilion. This kind of builds up here. A pavilion is not what you think. It's not a great grand place. That's this rock that he's speaking of, a high tower fortress. That's the end. But he starts out by saying, the Lord shall hide me in his pavilion. It's like a little grass hut in the woods. Camouflaged, covered. The enemy can't see. Or like an ark in the bulrushes. You remember that story? Moses, Lord put him in that ark, had his mother wrap him up in swaddling clothes, wrap him, put him up in that ark, and cast that basket on the water. Is he safe? Is that little bitty baby in that rushing river and a little basket, a basket? Is a basket going to keep a baby safe and wet, dry? Yep. Yep. You'll hide me. His pavilion. That ark is Christ. He'll look at the next line. He'll hide me in the secret of his tabernacle, shall hide me. That's the tabernacle in the wilderness. That's Christ himself, isn't it? His tabernacle. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, and this is the next thing. He's my refuge. He'll set me up on a rock. When it's all over, I'm going to stand like Moses on Mount Pisgah. And I'm going to see it out. Look. Set me on a rock. Now that rock is Christ, isn't it? You know, his way is in the sanctuary. David, in Psalm 73, was full of envy. He was troubled, his mind, his heart, his anger over the prosperity of the wicked, over the calamities, the troubles of God's people. He said, it's just wrung out. They're wrung out with troubles while the wicked prosper on every side. He said, I don't understand. He said, until I went in the sanctuary. I went in there with God's people. And a man stood up and took God's word and opened it to me. And he began to preach. And I began to trust the Lord. I began to see. I was a fool. That God's people are ever with him. And they with him. That he said, wait, you're going to see. You're going to see the end of the wicked. You're going to see them perish. But you're going to see the end of the righteous. It's all going to be good. Didn't he say in Isaiah... No, in where is it? Say ye to the righteous, Isaiah 3. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with them. Whatever it is, it shall be well because it's the Lord. I was going to have us look across the page at Psalm 26. Yeah, look there just a minute. Psalm 26. Do you not find great peace and joy sitting with God's people in the congregation? Do you not find help and healing and God's word? He said, verse 8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house. One thing I desire, I have loved the habitation of thy house, the place where thine honor dwelleth. He said he didn't want to sit, verse 5, didn't want to sit in a congregation of evildoers, that false gospel. I won't sit there. I can't stand it. But I've loved your habitation. Verse 12, my foot stands in an even place, a wonderful place, a congregation where I bless the Lord. Look at the next thing. Here's our joy and our singing. Verse 6, he says, my head shall be lifted up above mine enemy. Surely he's talking about Christ. He is. I just read Psalm 18. Before I came here. Read it. Read the whole psalm. It's a psalm of Christ's victory over evil. Read it. It's wonderful. And Psalm 22. My head is lifted up above my enemy because Christ is the woman's seed who crushed the serpent's head. Bruised his heel, but he crushed his head. He's been lifted up above my enemy and my head. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. David's in trouble right now. He wrote this psalm in trouble. We want to see that. He's going to pray here in just a moment. He's in real trouble. He's in real deep trouble. It's not the first time. It won't be the last. But he already said, I will sing. He's anticipating that he's going to sing. He's in trouble. But he knows from experience. See, the trial of our faith worketh patience and patient experience. We go through some things and we experience God's mercy. We experience His help. We experience His grace. We experience His presence. And it gives us hope. We experience hope. And waiting on the Lord for the next trial to come. And to get us through that. But he said, I'm going to sing. I will sing. I will. Look at Psalm 42. This is one of my favorite. Sent this to a sister who was dying. And I believe it was a blessing. Psalm 42. David, in this psalm, he says, this is the one, he said, my soul thirsteth for God, the living God. Verse 2, when shall I come and appear before God? But he knows the number of our months are with him. The bounds are set. My tears have been my meat day and night. Verse 3, while they continually say, where's your God? Oh, he says, I remember thee. I pour out my soul in thee. I went with the multitude. I went within the house of God with a voice of joy and praise. The multitude, but I was cast down. Why? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Wait, why art thou disquiet? Hope thou in God. I will yet praise him for the help of his camp. But, oh my God, I am cast down. He says, who's he talking to? Why art thou? Talking to himself. Then. He's communing with his own heart. Why art thou cast down? And he says, he prays to God, but God, I am cast down. You know I'm cast down. I'm disquieted in me. I can't sleep. But he says in verse 6, I'll remember you. Deep, verse 7, these trials, these waves, these troubles keep you one after another. But verse 8, here it is, here's your hope. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Weeping may endure for a night. But the Lord has promised, joy will come in the morning. He will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me. My prayer unto the God of my life. But I'll say, God, would you forgotten me? I'm mourning because of the oppression of the enemy. Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within? Hope thou in God. I will yet praise him who's the health of my countenance and my God. I will praise him. You remember Psalm 13? You remember that? David asked four times, how long? How long? How long? How long? You remember that? The howling song? David's howling. How long? We've all howled, haven't we? Oh, Lord, how long is this going to go on? How long do I have to endure this? How long? Haven't we? Over and over. He started out, remember, he started out by pining. Then he began to pray. Pining from pining to praying. Then he went from praying to praising. He started out by going, how long? And then he ended up praising. It wasn't long. He started out by sighing. Oh, sighing. Our Lord said, for the sighing of the prisoners I will arrive. Started out by sighing. Then he started suing the Lord for mercy. And he ended up singing. In six verses. In six verses, he went from the deepest, darkest hole that he was in, wondering how long he's going to be in it, to the highest mountain. I never thought I'd get out. Look at me. I'm singing. Have you ever been in such a dark hole and such deep troubles you thought, I'll never get out, I'll never sing again, I'll never be happy again? Ever thought that? Did you start singing? Eventually. You had to wait a while, but you did. I'll never be happy again. Well, the Lord will make sure of it. He'll make sure of it. Here's the prayer of his people through David. Our prayer. That's our confidence. That's our desire. That's our song, our joy. And our prayer, verse 7, O Lord, hear me. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Answer me. Answer me. You said, seek my face. And my heart said, thy face will I seek. Oh, the Lord delights in them that hope in his mercy. Delights in them, those that seek his faith. This is our prayer. Lord, hear me. Will the Lord hear the prayers of his people? Will he? Look at right beside it, Psalm 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me. If you be silent to me, I'm going to go down in the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, Don't draw me away with the wicked, Lord. We look at verse 6. Blessed be the Lord. He has heard my voice. That didn't take long, did it? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. So I'm going to start singing. Yes, you will. The Lord has ordained it. Our prayer. The Lord hears every cry of His people. Every cry that they... One place in Isaiah, He said, before they call, I'll hear. Every tear. David said every tear was in his mouth. The Lord will not. The Lord cannot forsake His people. It's not in Him to do so. He said, I will never, no never, no never leave them. Never. Others may do it. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, and some in here have experienced that. And the Lord will take me up. The Lord will take me up. Here's our prayer. Look at verse 11 and 12. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me. I don't know which way to turn. Teach me thy way. Oh, He will. I was going to have you look at Psalm 25. I'll look at it for you. Oh, He says sinners, He will guide in the way. He'll teach them. What man is he that feareth the Lord? He'll teach him the way that he shall choose. That's God's chosen one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, He will. He'll teach His people. He'll teach them to look to Christ. He'll teach them that Christ is their wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. Lead me, verse 11, here's our prayer. Lead me in a plain path, in a way of plainness because of my enemy. I don't want to be given over to my enemies. I don't want to join with them. I don't want to be a reproach to thee before mine enemies. No, He will. Verse 12, deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies. False witnesses arisen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty, the chief one being our great adversary. All right, here's our hope and expectation. And he says this for our help. I had fainted. Brothers and sisters, David says, I had fainted. David the king. David, a man after God's own heart. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David who trusted the Lord. David who the Lord spoke to, dwelled with, and raised up, and kept, and used so mightily. David said, I would have fainted. And so do we. We're ready to halt, aren't we? Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living now. Right now. So he says, wait on the Lord. One time he said, I have forgotten. And he said of the children of Israel, they've forgotten past mercy. And that's why we get so downcast. We forget. We forget. Well, what we can't remember, the Lord can't forget. His covenant, His oath. And what we can't forget. Did I say that right? The first time? What we can't remember, the Lord can't forget. His oath, His covenant, His mercies, we forget. We think they're gone. Is His mercy clean gone, David once said? Is He done with me? Is all this happening because He's going to damn me? No, mercy's not clean gone. It endure forever. David wrote that 26 times one time. He's the one that wrote it. But then he said, he's done with me. He's had it with me. No, David. Remember your own writings. Remember His mercies. Past mercy. What we can't forget, our sin. It's ever before you. God can't remember. He said, their sin and iniquity I remember no more. The iniquity of Israel shall be sought. It won't be found. It's not there. It's blotted out. And one day we'll forget it. Not as long as we're on this earth. We'll remember our sin, but one day we will forget. It'll all be forgotten. Not come to mind. We forget past mercies. Let me give you a few names, okay, and I'll quit with it. Adam and Eve. Do you know how frightened they were in that garden? They thought the Lord was going to kill them. And He should have. And make a new creation. But He didn't. He spoke kindly to them. What did He say to them? He talked about the woman's seed. He talked about Christ coming. Someone's coming. Going to restore everything you lost. But you're going to have to wait. How long did they have to wait? How much trouble did they have to endure? 930 years. Isn't the Lord merciful? We just have to wait 70. That's His mercy. Rahab. You know how merciful the Lord was to her? She was a harlot. What a wasted life. What a worthless human being. How low can you get? Living in a bad place, Jericho. And the Lord, what did the Lord do? Sent two men with promises. Two men with the gospel. And promised her that they would lay down their life for her. And all she had to do was trust them. And they said, Joshua is going to send for you. Just wait. How long did she wait? How long? Don't you know she's in that little apartment on that wall and said, Lord, come. Please come get me out of here. She was a mockery. She was ashamed of herself. Joshua came. The trumpet sounded. Naomi. Ruth. It couldn't have gotten any worse. Good. Two ladies could not have gone through more trouble. It couldn't have looked more hopeless, more helpless, more bleak. Naomi and Ruth, they coming back with nothing. And Naomi said, Ruth, go just pick up some scraps on the ground somewhere so we can eat. Do you know how it ended? That's David's great-grandmother. And the last, but not least, Calvary. Three nights, the disciples. The worst thing that could happen, happened. The thing that they did not want to think about, the Lord, their Lord, being killed. He kept telling them, it's coming. They didn't want to even talk about it. The worst thing that could have happened. And he died. And they saw him dead. And they thought it was all over. This is the worst thing that could have popped out. For 3 days, they were unconsolable. They were in a deep, dark pit of fear and worry and doubts and fear. What happened? I have to wait. Just going to have to wait. 3 days, 70 years. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And you'll see. You'll see. You'll see. Let's sing in closing, number 299. We don't normally sing a hymn. We're normally dismissed in prayer. But I want us to sing this. Sing it with the understanding. Sing it from the heart. As standards, we sing it. 299. 299. Listen to the words carefully. The Lord said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Day by day. 299. Loving.
Consolation offered me within thy holy.